Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limits off.
That's right. We are on the air and we are broadcasting live. Y'all heard me live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, broadcasting from the birthplace of gospel music. And man, I'm excited about tonight. Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. Y'all, for those of you who followed me when I was on Facebook on my personal page, for those of you who followed me on that particular show on my regular personal page, y'all know about maybe 2 or 3 months ago, maybe about 2 months ago, I had a good time. I hosted a watch party, man, and it was so many folk on the watch party. I was like, my God, I felt like I was having church. So tonight we decided, but just for a little while, we ain't doing from 10 o'clock to 4 in the morning. I can't do that. That's not it. Look, I had no intention of doing it the last time. It just kind of flowed that way. At some point, I'm going to go back and get that search for that watch party. I'm sure it's still there somewhere, and go back and replay that thing, because that thing was an awesome, awesome time. But tonight, we are having a Praise Break Friday. I just simply called it the Praise Break Friday. Praise and Worship Live is what I just decided to call it. The Praise Break Friday, Praise and Worship Live. And we're going to have a good time tonight, man. I hope y'all are ready for it. And we're going to talk about some stuff that's going on in the world like we always do. But that's our goal for tonight. So let me just get y'all ready for this thing the way we normally do. I'm excited to be here, man. I am. I'm excited to be here with y'all. And it's just going to be a good time. So get your call your usher friends, your nurses, your praise and worship leaders. It's going to be a mixture of praise and worship. We're going to go back. We got a little choir, a little bit of choir, a little bit of everything, man. And we're going to have a good time. So for those of you watching, I'm going to give y'all the rundown real quick on how this show is going to go, because it's going to be a little bit different from my radio viewers, my radio listeners, and my Facebook viewers. It's going to be a little bit different. But we're going to get it. This week is going to be a little different. When we do this again, maybe in a couple of weeks, everybody will get all of the exact same stuff. But tonight, I was excited to do this. But you know, with technology, you know how it goes with technology. You just have to go with the way you have to let the technology go. Oh, this did load. Okay, bless the Lord. You see, it's a new one. Should be in there, Tanya. I don't know if it's updated yet, but you should see a new one. Okay, whenever you get a chance, yeah. So, we got to go have a good time tonight. But let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, meaning you've already dialed in, punched in, all you got to do is push 1. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, LaTanya Melton, on the other side of the glass. That'll get you over to her. She'll get you over to me, and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323. Yeah, that's the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. Again, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, please go ahead and do that as well. You can follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on the gram, that's right. You can follow us on Instagram. That's right. On IG, follow us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio, two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us on Instagram. Facebook, yeah, y'all know the deal. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And then the live stream is up and running. This is what I need y'all to do for those of you who are already on the live stream. Do me a favor, if you can. Do me a favor. Go ahead and share this with your friends. Share this. Not a watch party. No watch party. But I just need you to share this. Share this with your friends. Share this with your friends. Tell them we're going to have a good time tonight, man. We got a praise and worship live experience that we want to do on tonight. The ushers are ready. We got an usher. Tanya got her usher ready. Next to her, standing there ready, the usher. Right, that's the usher. Right, that's your right. Tanya, show him your usher. Right, that's y'all see Tanya's usher. Tanya's usher is there, and the junior ushers are next to him. So the ushers are ready. The folk is ready. Tell the people that. So we gonna have a good time. You got the candy jar over there. The ushers are ready. They are ready to help and assist on tonight. They got their hands out for the invitation. Right. That's one of our bishops. He got his hand out for the invitation to invite you down to the altar. So they ready to come on out and be a part of tonight's show. It's going to be a good time. So go ahead and hit the share button, please, sir. Please, ma'am. Hit those share buttons if y'all don't mind. I really appreciate it if you would. Hit those share buttons and let folk know that you are about to participate in the praise party on tonight. It's going to be a good time. Don't forget, too, we are an iHeartRadio partner. Don't forget we are an iHeartRadio partner. So not only will you find us, all you got to do is do a simple search on the iHeartRadio app for the TTLO Media Group. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio show, but you'll also find, that's right, you'll also find Taking the Limits Off. You'll also find Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas, which comes back next Tuesday at 5:30 on, that is the 28th, right? 27th. We're going to get the date right at some point. The 27th. Well, maybe if we had her her flyer up on the thing, that might be able to help me out. Maybe, possibly. But yeah, so that she comes back on the 27th, Healthy Soul Talk, real talk, real issues, real solutions, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. That's going to be a good time. She comes back. Her show starts back next Tuesday. And then on Thursdays, Grindology with your girl, Lisette Herndon. Every Thursday, Grindology with Lisette Herndon. Also, great, great show. All of your business needs, entrepreneurs, whatever it is you're in need of, that's the show for you. Man, again, I'm excited about what's about to go down. So look, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Blogger, Stitcher, any of those places that you can download a podcast. You can find this show. All right. Let me see. How do I want to do this? I want to talk about a couple things real quick. Did y'all watch the debate last night? We kind of watched it after the show, a little bit after Lisette's show. I had it on in the studio, and so I watched it, and it was interesting, man. You know, I am, again, let me say this. I'm not going to tell y'all who to vote for. That's not my deal. It's not my deal to tell you who to vote for. But what I can do is tell you this, that you do need to vote. Your vote does matter. I don't care what state you live in. I don't care about any of that, but your vote does matter. So you do want to. You do want to have a say, right? Your vote matters, not only just for president, but your vote matters for your congressmen, your senators, those people who make the laws. Those are the votes that really matter. Yeah, we got somebody crazy in the White House, but when you're in the White House, your power is limited to those people who are in the Congress. And as long as Congress, if you can get some folk in there that really want to work, that's not just trying to get reelected. Let me say that again. If you can get some folk that really want to work and not just trying to get reelected, that's on both sides. I don't care what side it is. That's on both sides. Folks just out there, and we need some folk that want to actually work for the people, right? Go, you know, we send people to Washington to work on our behalf, to get the things, to fight for the things that are needed in our states and in our cities. And it's high time that we have some folk in there. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. I need you to get some money for my schools. I need you to get some money for my communities. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I need you all to work together to do what's best for those people in those communities. Huh? That's what I need y'all to do. So, I watched the debate. It was, you know, Donald Trump is who he is. The only difference was he wasn't talking over people for fear that he was going to be muted. And Joe Biden is Joe Biden, you know, but it's like, you know, Tanya, as you said before, it's like watching the two grumpy old men from the Sesame Street skit back in the day, sitting in the balcony, that was doing the reviews. That's what it felt like, you know, cause it's two grumpy old men, you know, and honestly, two out of touch grumpy old men. And that's the sad part about it. We don't have people who are willing to step up, and politics is such a horrible, game that I understand why people don't want to step up, but because nobody wants to go through all of the mess that leads up to being in office. Nobody wants to go through, you know, prior to social media, prior to all of this other stuff, you know, nobody cared what you did in eighth grade. Nobody cared what you did in high school. Nobody cared about this stuff. But now, with the advent of social media, with the advent of all this, everybody needs to know everything about everybody. That keeps the people who really could be great, who could be great leaders, who could be not great politicians. Because you can be a great politician and suck at helping people. Let me say that again. You can be a great politician but suck at helping people. Because you're not really helping people. So we want to make sure we get people in office that are actually going to help people. So anyway, look, this is what I want to do. Let me look at my let me look at this list that we have, and I just want to look at this. Nope, that's not what I want to do. Nope, don't play that. Nope. I thought that was going to play. I'm excited about tonight because I'm hoping this is something. And again, I just want to start this thing, man, with I want to start off with, you know what, we're going to go with the name that everybody mispronounced, that one. We're going to start this thing off with Sister Girl, and I am going to let me find that over here. I'm on mute. Well, yeah, you're going to have to play it from over there because I ain't going to be able to hear it. Yeah, so, yeah, but it's okay. But anyway, you let me know when you're ready. Okay, so look, y'all, I figure if we're going to start this thing off with a praise, we might as well go ahead and get it started with this young lady. She is a powerhouse praise and worshiper. I forget how old she is, but she's still fairly young, but she is a powerhouse. She is coming right now. Y'all go ahead, man. We're going to have a good time with this one. Ja'Kalyn Carr, simple song just says, "It's yours. It's yours." I'm excited. So come on, y'all. Let's let this thing get going. Ja'Kalyn Carr, "It's Yours." Let's go. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Ready to go in the town. God's in.
Come on, come on, Jacalyn. Come on. Come on, come on. Hope they can still hear the music, though. Come on. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Look here, y'all. I don't that thing is ready. That thing is ready. Look here. It's yours if you want it. You got that Jacalyn Carr is a beast. I figured if we was gonna do this tonight, we was gonna start off with something hot. So y'all go ahead. If you're there, just go ahead, hit that share button, let folk know we having a live praise and worship experience. Again, that was Jacalyn Carr, amazing praise and worship leader. Amazing praise and worship leader, man. And that little girl can go. She can simply go. So that's what we're gonna do tonight. We just gonna have some fun. We're gonna talk about praise and worship. Here's the deal. I picked songs based off live performances. Let me tell you why. I you know, studios are great. I'm in a studio right now, right? But live music, when you're in the midst of worship, there's nothing like seeing those people in their element, like seeing them live behind the microphone, seeing them sing live, seeing musicians, psalmists, musicians, every instrument. Sister Sanders says that band. Yeah, it's like when you see the live band, when you see the drummers play, when you see the keyboarders play, the organ play, the horns, the guitars, the strings, all of those things, you just experience it on another level. It's another level of worship, another level of worship. So I'm excited. And y'all, I need y'all to go ahead, man. We're going to have a good time. So look, there's a bunch of videos. And what I'm going to do is when we get ready to do this the next time, we'll plan this out. I will do this, and I want you all to be able to send us some clips of some videos that you would want to share of some live. Well, I don't care if it's a church choir. I don't care what it is. If it's live, I just want live band. I want live music. And that's what we want to do tonight. So look, there's this video. There's this video. This video that it was on YouTube a while back, and it was it's about 4 minutes and 46 seconds long. It's about 4 minutes and 46 seconds long, and it was from Sirius Radio. And Cayman Kelly, y'all know Cayman Kelly. If y'all ever listen to regular Sirius Radio, Cayman Kelly has a he does regular radio. I believe it's on Heart and Soul. I believe that's the regular channel that he's on for Sirius Radio. And he was interviewing Fantasia. He was talking about her gospel roots and all of that stuff. And it's this amazing video. And y'all gonna say, "Well, why you want to play that Fantasia?" Well, y'all know Fantasia can just go, right? I almost loaded a Fantasia video of her singing, but this is actually not Fantasia singing. And my producer's gonna get that queued up for us. It's actually not Fantasia singing. It is. Woo. Hold on. Wasn't ready for that, though. Let me kill that. Okay. Okay, yeah, you can go. And so it's a video of Fantasia being interviewed with Avery Sunshine. I want y'all to get this. And we all? Let me know when it started. Okay, good. All right. So it's Fantasia, Cayman Kelly, and Avery Sunshine. Y'all just watch this, man, and just worship. Just worship for a minute. This is good. So my mic must be back on then. So, I didn't know you had turned me back on. So I didn't know you had turned me back. That's probably why I was doubling. Huh? I don't know. I thought you. Anyway. So look here, that was that. Look, that video, and I know it's still playing for y'all. Is it still going? Yeah, that video was absolutely amazing. That was about when was that? When was that filmed on YouTube? I think that's maybe about maybe 7-8 years ago. Probably longer than that. But y'all know Avery Sunshine, right? Y'all know who Avery Sunshine is. She's an amazing, amazing, talented singer. I mean, her skill set is ridiculous. But that girl can sing. I shouldn't call her a girl. That woman can just flat foot sing, and she is an absolute blessing. And I just wanted y'all to get just a little bit, of that. And just get a little sample of what that thing was, man. So it's about the music. It's about who you're singing to, and it's praise and worship. It's a lifestyle, right? It's a lifestyle. It is. And it takes you to a place. I like what she said when she was behind the piano. She says it takes you to a place of vulnerability that a lot of people aren't comfortable with, which is why so many people steer away from it, or they don't allow themselves to be caught up in it. Because when you're a control freak, can I talk for a minute? When you're a control freak and you're used to being in charge, it's hard to allow yourself to have those vulnerable moments. But if you're going to be vulnerable anywhere, why would you not go ahead and be vulnerable in the church house? Why would you not go ahead and just allow this thing called praise and worship, this music, this gospel music, this thing that God gave us? Watch this. Y'all know we're the only ones that can do it, right? We're the only ones. We were created for praise and worship. We were created to give him glory. We were created to honor him with the fruit of our lips. And when you have an opportunity to do that, you should give it to him, right? You should give him the glory. You should give him the honor. You should give him the praise, because that's why we were created. And then to do it willingly. See, he made us a little bit lower than the angels. He made us a little lower than the angels. See, the angels don't have free will. They got to do whatever God tells them to do. They don't get to say no, God, or yes, God. They just do. With us, it's a choice to worship. See, I choose to worship. You have to make the choice. You have to make the sacrifice to worship. And that's what these songs represent. They represent gratitude. We give God our gratitude when we give him some praise. That's a sign of gratitude, is when you can lift your hands and just say thank you. When you can lift your hands and just say thank you, that's a sign of praise. That's a sign of honor, that you're giving him some honor and some glory. I wish y'all would get this. Look, if folk comment, I guess I don't know if anybody said that. Maybe ain't nobody saying that. But you got to get yourself in a place in your life where you say, you know what? It's not going to be about me, even though I might not feel like it, even though my life might not have me in a position where I feel like I can praise and glorify God, even though that might not be the case. I still have to give him glory. Because why? Because he deserves it. Why? Because I could be so much worse than where I am. Even when you think your situation is bad, you might not have the car you want. You might not have the job you want. You might not even live in the place where you want to. But my God, think about those who don't have any of the things that you're complaining about you don't have enough of. I wish somebody would get this. I wish y'all would just put yourselves there for a moment. I want to go backwards a little bit. I want to go backwards because I talked about choirs. Can you see the Richard Small? You can't see the one that says Richard Smallwood, or no? Okay, because the there is a picture on there of a guy behind the piano. Yeah. No, not John P. Key. Yeah, there's another one, but I don't know if you can see. Yeah, we got to figure out how to label those in the future some kind of way, I think. I don't know. Say that again. Yes. Yeah. The song is entitled, is simply entitled "Thank You, Lord." Thank You. It's by Richard Smallwood and Vision. This is way back. This is like 90s gospel. 90s gospel. And I'm gonna give Tanya a chance to pull it up, see if she can find it. Yeah, I guess I can do that.
Huh?
You want me, I need to get up? That's going to be interesting. Oh, okay. But then can't nobody hear me. Oh, maybe I did that here, I guess. Anyway, y'all, we are back. I'm sorry, because was there any, what was going on when I was over there? Nothing. I mean, nothing was going on, but no sound, no nothing, no mute. Okay, yeah, we're going to have to do better than that. So anyway, y'all, I'm sorry, we back. We're trying to get the video loaded, but you know what? Let's do this. Yeah, this is one of the yeah. So let's do this. I want to go ahead. I'm sorry, y'all. We this is something new we were trying out for tonight. Something else we were trying for tonight. We'll get it during the. Let's do this. We're gonna take a quick. Let's take a commercial break. How about we do that? We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll jump into the next. We'll jump into the next videos. This is gonna be good, y'all. I promise you. This will be. Good. Y'all will not regret this. I know trust me, you're going to love it. We'll be right back in a few moments. In the meantime, let me give y'all some of this old school Walter Hawkins. Be grateful. Be right back, y'all. 2T is 1L10. 2T. Hello. I could have loaded the Walker Hawkins joint. Because you can never go wrong with Walker. You can never, never, ever, ever go wrong with Walter Hawkins and Tremaine Hawkins singing that good old Be Grateful. You can never go wrong with that one, huh? You just can't go wrong with it. You can't go wrong with it. Look, we are here. It's Praise Break Friday. We're doing a little something different tonight. Hopefully you all are having a little good time with us tonight. We're just trying something a little bit different. On tonight, just trying to get these songs in tonight, man. I'm hoping y'all are getting something out of this thing. Anyway, we were gonna try to load. See, we're trying to load stuff, so we're trying to see if we can load stuff on the fly, which doesn't appear we can do it. We're gonna find out for the next time. But in the meantime, I'm gonna switch it up, and you can go ahead and hit that Miranda Curtis, because this song simply says the words are amazing. It simply says, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. That's Miranda Curtis. There we go. Miranda Curtis, y'all. This joint is just amazing. So y'all go ahead. Be blessed. Okay, so we're coming on back. I think Facebook done got mad at us. Oh God! They tried to turn us off, y'all. They tried to turn us off. They done turned us off. Okay, so I think the only way to do this would be to do it through. We would have to do a like startup. We'd have to like load the songs and do a Facebook watch party from the TTLO page in order not to get in trouble. Because that way they are if they're already on Facebook. Versus us loading them to Facebook, you know what I mean? So this, yeah, because I still can't see it. So at least they haven't re-updated it yet. So, so yeah. Did you? Oh, okay. I don't. Well, did I get it? No. I said, did they email us? Well, I don't get emails anymore. So I was about to say, that's crazy. So is it still playing or no? Or you stopped it? No, I'm talking about the video. Okay. So they probably that's so crazy. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We gonna keep it going. Let me see if I can get back in here. Oh, here we go. Okay, so I see this now. With just the one. Probably nobody. It's gonna be hidden, so nobody else gonna be able to find it. Yeah. So yeah, this ain't gonna. Nah, cause even if you, huh? No, okay. Somebody else just popped on. I see another viewer. I don't know who that is. Can you see? Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm curious as to. Okay. Oh well, they let somebody back on. That's crazy though. That's unfortunate. oh boy. Oh well. Oh well. it was a good try. So I'm gonna see if we can get a if we can do it that way, and just do a, huh? Say what? Oh yeah, but I don't. Yeah, they see right, but okay, because I'm looking at. I still can't get. I can't even see it anymore. Interesting. But hey, y'all. So we were trying to have a little watch, a little video thing tonight, so you all could take part in our little video thing we were trying to do tonight. But apparently, Facebook don't like what we was trying to do, because they think we was trying, I guess, trying to get paid off of it or something. Look, we was just trying to have a good time. We wasn't trying to we weren't trying to do nothing crazy. We was just trying to give folks a good time in worship. That's all. Just a good time in worship. A good time in worship. So what time is it? It is 7:52. Man, it feels like the time was like we've been on for a while, but I guess we've only been on for this little hour. So this is what we are going to do. Oh, this is my – oh, I had to go to my Elder King page to see this. Interesting. I had to go over to my Elder King page to see this, because I couldn't see it just going in regular to the TTLO page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all, we were trying to have a little praise party, but they shut us down. I wonder if we what's the other video we got? Maybe we'll close out. We'll just play the one more video. Yeah, they probably gonna shut that one down too. Let's go ahead and do. They did. Oh wow. Okay. Maybe I need to see. Are they all on? Which page are they on? Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, we tried to do a little party tonight, to give y'all just to have a little fun tonight with TTLO, to play some good old worship. But Facebook tried to block, huh? They tried to block what we was doing. Facebook apparently was not happy with what we was trying to do tonight. But guess what? We gonna try it again. We gonna try to see if we can get this other song in beforehand. Oh yeah, because I can't even see it on the TTLO page, which is interesting. When I go to the TTLO page, it's not even giving it to me. Very, very interesting. Yeah, because the grindology is the last thing that's up here. Oh, that's good. You know what? Let's go ahead and try this Todd Delaney Psalm 18. Let's see how that works. Todd Delaney Psalm 18 is going. All right, let's go. Let me mute that though. All right. See, this is one of those simple praise and worship songs that just take you there. All he did was take the book of Psalm 18 and put it to music, and it's something powerful. It's something powerful about the word of God when it's put to music, huh? So that's all he did. That's all he did. It's an amazing amazing song. Psalm 18, amazing song. Todd Delaney, we're going to go back and we're going to keep listening to this. Y'all go ahead. Come on. You got my mic. My. I will call on the name of the Lord. The song is simply entitled Psalm 18. Psalm 18. If you just read the words to Psalm 18, the song is simply entitled I Will. Psalm 18. I'm sorry, I was going to say something else. The song is simply entitled Psalm 18. Amazing, amazing worship. Todd Delaney. Y'all know Todd. Todd is an absolute blessing. He's a blessing to the gospel ministry, blessing to the praise and worship standard. I mean, it is absolutely, it is a powerful, powerful, powerful song. And it's just one of those ones, man. You just, whew, my God, my God, my God, my God. It's amazing. amazing song. Look, y'all, this is what we're going to do. Facebook didn't want us to be great tonight. They tried to shut us down. I guess they didn't want us playing the videos or something. So, but we'll get around that the next time we do this. We're going to preload everything into the watch party, I believe we should be able to do that. And then we'll be able to go forward. I know we had one more. Did we have one more video or no? Oh, you know what? That's what we probably, we're going to look. I know they're going to probably. Huh? Oh, I do? John, it's yours. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, we still had the William. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just hope they don't act up. And we, you know, the worst thing to do is get put in Facebook jail. Right. But man, look, this thing is a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I love it. I love it. Let's do this. Let's do John. Let's do the John P. Key. Anybody standing in the need of prayer, give me a thumbs up when it's ready. Anybody standing in the need of prayer, John P. Key. Come on, y'all. Let's worship. Come on. Let's worship. This was from Los Angeles. This was back in 2010, I believe. Come on, y'all. This thing is good. Bless you. I'm out. So I'm out now. Now y'all don't know this. John P. Key called a lot of flack for inviting Tone up on the stage. I'll tell y'all about it afterwards, after Tone gets done. He got a lot of flack for doing this way back when. But y'all just come on and just enjoy this worship. Come on. Let me tell y'all something. When you can yodel for Jesus, y'all don't understand. When you can yodel for Jesus, sing, Tone, let me shut up. Come on, y'all. Get There's something about when the concert goes from, I told y'all, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When the concert goes from concert, from performance to worship, and when the Holy Ghost just says, yeah, just stay right there. John P. Key, y'all know Pastor John P. Key. amazing, amazing artist, worshiper, choir leader, just absolutely, absolutely amazing. This is good, y'all. You know, I'm gonna leave it alone right here. I don't want to push it. But this thing, man, was just absolutely, absolutely amazing. This was good. I apologize again. We had some technical difficulties earlier. Well, actually, it wasn't us. Facebook tried to restrict. They tried to restrict the viewing, which is I get it. You know, and you can't be mad. They're trying to protect people's. Property or whatever you want to call it. And so, but at the same time, you know, we were just trying to give people something. That was October 2014. So let me tell y'all the story that behind that video. So if you get a chance, that whole video is on YouTube. It's already on YouTube. It's out there. Y'all know I don't know if y'all know the controversy. There's some the controversy behind Tone. So Tone, amazing singer. I actually had one of his songs ready to load, but we weren't able to load it while we were live on the air. But we will have it the next time we decide to do this. We'll already have it pre. We'll do a preload, and we'll try to do it via start a watch party from TTLO Radio. I think that's the way we're going to have to do it, is to try to just start a watch party from TTLO Radio, and then maybe we can do it that way, and they won't know about it. Then maybe they won't bother us, if you know what I mean. So, but anyway, with Tone, amazing gospel artist, and it's just a late 2000s, early 2000s. Tone was a amazing gospel. I'm sorry, is an amazing gospel singer, and he was talked about his struggle. He talked about his struggle with homosexuality. So let me read you a little bit of what's here. I'll just give you a little background. His stage name, he changed his stage name to B. Slade. So B. Slade, S-L-A-D-E, Slade. He has a bunch of contemporary gospel songs. He had an amazing album called Out of the Box. In 2004. Out of the Box album in 2004 with the song Make Me Over. Y'all know the song Make Me Over? That's the video I was going to try to play tonight. But he has this amazing song, Make Me Over. The issues came with him and talking about this. So let me tell you this. In July 2004, his father died, forcing him to take responsibility of becoming senior pastor of their family's church in his stead. He also divorced his wife. He had been married, his wife Yvette, for 5 years. In 2006, Verity Records sued Williams for $1 million, citing breach of contract. Subsequently, Tone announced that he would retire from gospel music industry, frustrated by politics and mistreatment. Following the announcement, Kirk Franklin posted a personal blog on his own website, sympathizing with the artist, feeling the weight of the industry that is only built to make money, not to heal broken souls. He continued releasing music independently using, watch this now, MySpace as his primary vehicle of promotion. In 2007, he had a reconciliation with Zomba Records. They did a joint venture and all that stuff. Let me keep going. Oh, wow. That just happened? Oh, wow. Okay. So they just kicking us off everywhere, huh? Okay. I wonder, is it because of one of the other pages, you think? Yeah. Right. So anyway, as I was saying, we had Tone went through this long process. The controversy came when he started talking about his struggles with homosexuality. So here we go. In 2009, on the Word Network, he appeared on the Lexi show. Starting out as a promotional tool for his music, the interview unexpectedly changed directions, leading to Williams candidly expressing his views on sexuality and revealing his own same-sex attraction. Though his sexual orientation had already been highly speculated within the African-American gospel communities, the unapologetic tone of these revelations were condemned by conservative Christians, and his booking appearances were universally canceled, eventually leading to Williams being excommunicated. The artist would later say he was caught off guard by the show's line of questioning, but he answered every question truthfully. On December 2009, Tone's website, as well as his Twitter and Facebook account, report that the artist's mother, evangelist, and vocalist E.B. Williams had died the day before. Williams would soon end his pastoral duties at his family's church. On June 9, 2010, Tone announced that he would that would be his final mixtape, the digital-only release, The Parking Lot. The mixtape, also distributed in New York City that night, would be his final performance. And on 2015, the brand Tone was officially permanently retired. A Tone vault was created on Bandcamp to share rare and previous unreleased material like the Shel Verity Project, Gospel. Then in 2010, 2013, he did a rebirth as B. Slade. So he came back out as B. Slade. What happens is all the controversy is going on about Tone. He kind of removes himself from the gospel, from gospel scene, right? He kind of removes himself from the gospel scene. While he is gone, people are not seeing him. They're not seeing him. This is what I think I want to do. I want to yes, it's done. It's probably done. I'm talking to myself and whoever this one. Yeah. Oh, okay. So yeah. So anyway, in 2014, John P. Key has this amazing concert, and he invited Tone up to sing at his concert, and people were upset that he invited Tone up to sing at his concert. So let me go on and read what John P. Key had to say. He said, this is what it says. According to December 5th social media post, the 52-year-old industry veteran claimed he read an ugly commentary of a preacher wrote about me. So this is what he said. Key was in the middle of serenading his audience when he called the vocally talented Clark on the platform and moved that landed him in the center of controversy. Normally, it's about me personally, he says. I laugh and I keep it moving, but in the climate of the church discouragement, I felt need to respond, said the life and favor songwriter. Key said of Clark, whom he has known for 25 years, whatever his choices, he is always and will be a son of mine. Furthermore, Key, whose career spans more than three decades, said he was honored to have him fellowship with me in L.A. Dorinda Clark Cole got some issues when she posted an image doing a holy dance alongside Tone. Clark wrote on Facebook, we will continue to pray for our brother that God will keep him in perfect peace. She pointed out that everybody goes through heartaches, pain, and wrongdoings, but we serve a God that sits high and looks low. We know him to be a healer and deliverer. So with that being said is that we will pray and continue to uplift my brother. Key, unlike Clark Cole, was not as tender in his response. This is what John P. Key said. He says, beloved, these are John P. Key's words. He says, I'm sick, not from your religious cupcake rooms where you prophesy, he says, on stage and do as you please when the cameras are not on. He says, I'm concerned as to what role of the New Age church really is, what the role is. It is deliverance. Is it deliverance that we seek, or are we still trying to create a body of religious Sadducees and Pharisees that kiss up to our denominational behinds? Key says, warns all old secrets, closet she bearers, stay quiet and back off me because I'm not from the new era where you act as if you don't get it. He says, I've been a true soldier in the gospel industry for over 35 years. Google me. He says, I was on the conference circuit for years, and I witnessed things that almost made me leave the church. But I realized very early in my deliverance from the street was wrapped up in Jesus, not the saints. Key went on to say, I'm appalled and disgusted at this hypocritical state of the church. the best thing for me to do is to stop now while I'm ahead. So they attacked him. People actually got mad at him for having Tone on stage because of the Tone controversy. But I would just simply say this, like John P. Key, and I'm gonna leave it alone. He who has no sin, cast the first stone. That's what I would simply say. He who has no sin, the first stone. I think it's sad that this is where we are. I think it's sad that as amazing. Y'all saw it. For those of you who were able to see it, I know some stuff was shut down. But for those of you who was able to see it, it's a sad state of affairs when you're just trying to pass the word of God along. And here is the deal. If everybody were to be exposed, who could truly stand in the pulpit and preach? If all of your laundry had to be laid out, if all of your closet doors were open, I don't hear nobody because I probably ain't got nobody to talk to. But if all of your closets were open, if all of your laundry was exposed, could you still stand in the pulpit and would you still be accepted? So before you go to push somebody else out, I would simply say this. God can use anybody. God can use anybody. Watch this. In any condition. Any condition. Keep that in mind before you go judging. Keep that in mind before you go pushing. Everybody is gifted. Everybody has a gift for God. And those gifts are given. The word of God said those gifts come without repentance. He gave us those gifts in spite of ourselves. So whatever gift he gave you, he gave it to you in spite of who you are, because he gave you that gift so that gift could be used for the glory of God in spite of who you are. Even though God knew that you would slip and fall, that you would make mistakes, that you would backslide, that you would have errors, that you would do all these things, he still gifted you. That's it. I'm going to pray and we're going to get out of here. Father God, we bless your name on this evening. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for what we attempted to do tonight. God, we understand that things didn't go the way we planned it, God, but we would just hope that you still got the glory out of this thing. God, we bless you for these amazing artists that we were able to share with the people on tonight, God. And at the end of the day, we just wanted you to get the glory. And that your name would be glorified and lifted up all over this thing called social media, all over this thing called the internet, that your name would be glorified even more. God, all we have is our praise. All we have is our worship. And any way, shape, fashion, or form that we can give it, God, it is up to us to give you the best that we have. So now, guys, we get ready to leave this place. We ask that you would bless each and every listener, each and every watcher of this broadcast, even those that were restricted. I know it was cut off in certain areas. But God, we just want to lift your name and bless your name. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all, look, we're going to get out of here because Facebook done did some stuff, but it's all good. I had a good time. But you know what? We're going to get it. It's going to be better. Or as the song say, as I tried to say, as we changed the lyrics to that song, it was gooder. Gooder now. Oh, God. But it's all right, y'all. We're going to continue to work this thing out. And I had a good time anyway. So y'all stay blessed, man. Look, and if you have to drive through this special, special city we call Chi-Town, y'all know the one. Do me a favor. Keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed. 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. We out.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Mm-hmm.